This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's been another outbreak of tensions on the Korean Peninsula. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
South Korea says North Korea has test-launched a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. The country's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the launch was made Tuesday morning, but did not offer further details, such as how far the missile flew. A day earlier, North Korea said it had test-fired two cruise missiles from a submarine. The launches came after the U.S. and South Korean militaries began their largest combined field exercises in years on Monday. I'm Norman Hall.
Human rights groups, including Amnesty International, have called on Nigerian authorities to end the sectarian attacks that left at least 35 people dead in northern areas over the weekend. VOA's Timothy Obizu reports.
In a statement Sunday, the group urged authorities to, quote, immediately and decisively end incessant attacks by men on communities in southern Kaduna. Armed men on Saturday night killed 15 people, most of them women and children. In a separate attack on Saturday, gunmen killed 20 people in northwest Katsina State, according to police. As outgoing President Muhammadu Buhari's 8-year tenure comes to an end, many hope his successor can do something to rein in on the chronic violence and insecurity. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The Biden administration is allowing thousands of Ukrainians who fled their homeland when Russia invaded a year ago to stay in the United States longer. The administration announced the decision Monday. The move provides relief to Ukrainians whose 1-year authorization to stay in the U.S. was set to expire soon. Thousands of Ukrainians came to the U.S. last year, fleeing the brutal war sparked by Russia's invasion. And the U.S. used a program called humanitarian parole as a quick way to allow thousands of people into the country. This is VOA News. At a Navy base in the state of California, President Biden hosted the leaders of the U.K. and Australia to announce more progress in their partnership over nuclear-powered submarines. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
With two U.S. nuclear-powered attack submarines as a backdrop at Point Loma in San Diego, President Biden says the U.S. plans to sell similar vessels to Australia.
Enhance the stability of the Indo-Pacific amid rapidly shifting global dynamics.
Part of a partnership announced in 2021, aimed as a counterweight to China's military buildup.
To navigate the challenges of today and tomorrow.
President Biden didn't directly mention China, but this might have been a note of clarification for Beijing.
Not nuclear arms, subs, or nuclear power.
The three leaders confirmed their commitment to freedom and a rules-based international order. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The head of the United Nations has called on scientists to push governments to act on climate before it's too late. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
We are at the tip of a tipping point.
This was a stark warning from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. His comments came as experts and officials from around the world gathered for a week-long meeting in the Swiss Alpine town of Interlaken. They met to finalize the last of 7 reports issued by the UN's panel of top scientists. Addressing the delegates in a video message, the UN chief said the reports by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change could not come at a more pivotal time and urged the scientists to act.
I count on the IPCC to do what you have always done, point the way to solutions, and show the urgent need to end global heating with cold, hard facts.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his political allies are pressing ahead with their plan to overhaul the judiciary. Coalition advanced a bill Monday night that would protect the long-serving leader from calls that he be removed from office over corruption charges he faces. The government has pledged to plow ahead with the legal changes despite widespread opposition. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny learned from his lawyer that a film detailing his poisoning and political activism won the Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. A spokeswoman says a 46-year-old politician was attending a hearing via video link from the prison when his attorney broke the news to him about the documentary Navalny by the director Daniel Roher. The lawyer did not report what Navalny's action was. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.